Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
This is Tuberty on 2FM. We are live from the Chip Van here in the Dundrum Town Centre, which is bizarrely not that chaotic. I thought it was going to be bonkers, but it's not. But maybe that's because it's still quite a bit early. But Lewis is spitting out people all morning here. We're now joined by Mr. Jason Byrne. Good morning.
How are
Jason.
You?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Sorry. Happy Christmas. Sorry. Oh, do you mean this here? Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was going to shake your hand as well.
Yeah. It's not busy here now, but it will get busy here later on. Because what happens is when you go shopping here at Christmas, I don't know if you've been in here in the middle, all of a sudden a lot of people appear out of nowhere. You just get stuck in this mad swamp.
There's a Larry David moment where he's walking along a corridor in the hospital or whatever. Thanks, Grace. Aren't you great? Cup of tea. You're
well
great.
Done there,
great
Grace.
Cup of tea for the old fella there.
Cup of tea.
You mean you'll be loving the cup of tea?
So, in Ireland, in any ways, he had the sketch where he's walking along and this happens. And somebody walks in front of him and he says, okay, well, I'll just go left to... And they go left to... And then they go, you know that thing, and you're just going, I just want to pass you by.
Well, I had a very frustrating thing yesterday. I was in the Pavilions and Swords. I was pushing a trolley full of food and a woman just stopped with an ice cream with her back to me. I'm talking about a huge tail back down the walls of people. We were all moving in one way and the next minute it was just bang.
And chaos.
And I had to go around one with the ice cream.
Clean up an aisle four.
It was just unbelievable. What is she doing eating ice cream at this?
Well, that's the other thing. That in itself is a ridiculous question.
I know.
And it was a fair question. It was a ridiculous thing to do. You've brought a mascot with you today.
I brought my little son, Daniel. We were in Temple Street earlier on just for the, you know, the TV3 thing. We weren't sick. And so we went in there, didn't we? Sing some Christmas carols.
Was that nice?
Mm-hmm. That was cool,
Are the kids okay?
Yep.
Yeah, the kids were all good, weren't they?
And Daniel, when are you going to be 8?
February 12th.
Have you been to see Santa yet?
No, we haven't yet.
No. Do you know what you want from Santa?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, a Nerf gun, a Minecraft sword, Minecraft Lego, and a surprise.
Surprise.
Do you know what that makes you?
What?
A real typical boy.
Yeah, I
you
know.
You want a Nerf gun and Minecraft. You are, that Santa's
gonna... No, but wait, he might want a Frozen doll.
No.
Go on.
No.
Which one do you want, Elsa or Anna?
I hate them.
You know you don't. We can get you, or maybe you prefer Cindy or a Barbie.
No.
Would you like that?
Nope.
You know,
but I think I'm hoping there's a big pink Barbie castle under the tree for Christmas.
Wouldn't that be great?
Is that what
Daniel can hang out, play with the dolls?
Yeah.
No.
And then he can go out and play hockey on the road with the other girls.
Yeah.
Oh, happy
grand.
Christmas.
You don't want a Nerf gun. You don't want to be running around the house shooting people.
I do.
No. And did you get a party dress for the season and everything? No.
No, he's got a party clothes.
Heels.
He does have, we do have our elf in our house, don't we?
Do you have an elf?
Yeah.
Which one?
What's his name?
Jeff.
Jeff the Elf?
Yeah.
Where'd you get him?
He just appeared in the house.
Just arrived?
Yeah, he's on the shelf, that fella.
Oh, he's the elf on the shelf?
Yeah, and he's appeared everywhere. He feeds him grapes.
That's handy. Can I have one? A shelf?
I don't have any.
No?
He has to appear in your house, Ryan.
Oh, he just appears.
Yeah, and then at Christmas Eve, he goes back to Santa, doesn't he?
Yep.
And he's gone then.
And that's it then?
Yeah, we don't see him for a whole year.
We have a fairy in our house, the Irish Fairy Door Company. They have the door. That's the thing. No, they have a fairy, and the fairy, what you do is you write a little note for the fairy. Well, my youngest one does, and,
yeah.
And then the fairy, you go to sleep, whatever, and then the fairy leaves a note for you back.
Oh,
and
my
you communicate, and they get on great.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, fairy in our house. So you've got an elf, we've got a fairy, everything's fine.
Yeah, he does things, doesn't he? The elf. He decorated Daniel's room one night.
Yeah.
We're talking, we're asleep, right? Yeah. We wake up the next morning and it's like Elf from the movie Elf.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, did you like?
I watched it recently. Did you watch it recently?
We like that, don't we?
Yeah.
What does he say? I know Santa. I know him.
I was just thinking when you were coming in this morning.
Yeah.
People every time I mention your name, people still talk about the blinds.
The blinds. Mammy knocked on the blinds thing.
You know the blind, and from that, I know you did it elsewhere, but when you did it on the Late Late Show, the response was just.
I know. I mean, people still come up to you and just go, "Are you still doing the blinds?" I go and wait.
Do the blinds.
I've loads of other stuff, and they were going, "Yeah, we liked your stuff, but will you do the blinds?"
Yeah.
Just keep doing the blinds.
Do the blinds.
It's like when somebody comes,
Shrek,
like a band.
Do the roar.
Yeah, you do
the roar.
When a band comes in and you want them to play all their greatest hits. Yeah. You don't, you know. But I mean, with comedians, we have to do new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't be doing the blinds all the time.
Have you been over in working in London a lot?
I was in London, I was working on a show for Sky called Wild Things.
Okay. And
that's going to be a family game show. It's set in a forest, and the summary of it is couples dress up in like there's a guy dressed as a badger, let's say, and he's completely blind, he can't see where he was going, and his wife then has to guide him around a course.
Was this a club in Soho?
No, it's not a club in Soho, it's fine. And yeah,
what are you
it could have went that way.
I can see these Tory cabinet ministers. Yeah. I want to dress up as a badger. Yeah.
Please. Yes.
Guide me to the lodge.
Yes, where's my squirrel's nuts?
Oh.
But there's it's very funny. They're like 6 foot costumes they're in, and six of them all go at the same time. And I voice all the games, and we do a bit of links with Kate Humble. Do you remember, do you know Kate Humble?
Our BBC wildlife type lady, okay, yeah.
With the curly hair and animals.
Great name.
Yeah, Kate Humble.
Hello, I'm Kate Humble.
Yes, I am.
Today it'll be falconry.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. She'd never done comedy or any kind of links like that.
Yeah.
So she was half furious working with me.
God.
But in a nice way, in a kind of head teacher way.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd expect from somebody called Kate Humble.
Yes, exactly, yes.
And were you doing BBC stuff this year?
I've done, tonight we have John Bishop's Christmas special.
Oh, great.
So we'll be on there on BBC. You'll see me in gold... shorts, goldy pants, dancing.
Are they? Did he borrow them from you, Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
The gold.
Yeah. No.
Hot pants, is it? No.
Not
are
you sure?
No.
Yeah, you like a bit of goldy pants, don't you?
Ah, leave me alone. You're getting an awful time, Daniel. Do you have a brother or a sister? Which is it?
Brother.
Is he's 14?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And is he? Do you guys get on, or is he just a little bit too old?
He's a little bit too old.
Yeah, he gets on with you when he wants to, doesn't he?
Yeah,
like when he wants you to get something from the kitchen from him.
Yeah.
Does he do that from the couch going, Daniel, will you get me the popcorn?
Yeah.
Daniel, will you get me a glass of orange?
Yeah.
Daniel, get me stuff. Yeah. You're like his house slave.
He does do that quite a lot. And you don't ever fight though, do you?
No.
You're always fighting. Yeah, headlocks and everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was talking to my... I don't have sons, I have two girls, but I was talking to my nephews who were over yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I've got three nephews. And I have to ask my sister, but I asked my brother yesterday, can I borrow the three boys for a day over Christmas so I can watch Star Wars? And I bribed them. I'm going to get the three of them over.
So your girls won't watch that?
They have no interest. They're girls. No. They're proper girls.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And Daniel's a proper boy.
You see,
so
that's
unbelievable.
So they're going to come over on the 27th or 8th or one of the days.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an afternoon of like popcorn, Star Wars.
Yeah,
we
like
box set gathering dust.
Oh, we love Star Wars, don't we?
Yeah.
We like a bit of Star Wars.
God.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, the same with my wife. She has no girls in the house.
Yeah.
So she'll definitely adopt a few girls to go shopping.
You'll get, that's what you need.
How much do we love shopping?
Not at all.
High five for that. I'm the same. And try Christmas shopping. It's a pain in the neck.
The queues.
Can you rap? I mean, I don't mean
no
Eminem, but
no, I know I'm rubbish at rapping.
No,
I'm very much the corners. The my presents are handed over with a terrible finish.
Yeah, terrible.
There's a terrible finish on the edge.
You know, it's a bit where the paper doesn't match up and there's a bit sticking out. That's me.
Have you done? I'll do the bit where I've actually made the effort of wrapping it, but I haven't cut it enough, so there is that gap. I'll just cut a circle
out
of the other bit and just stick it.
That's
I'm not starting again.
I've outsourced it this year.
Oh, really?
To your sister.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Labelled all the presents and said that's... Oh, she's brilliant. She loves it.
Would she be ribbons? Would she do that as well?
I hope not, because then people will know I definitely didn't wrap them.
Yeah, okay, right. So you go, wrap them, but don't... No telling.
Yeah. So now I kind of might have given away. But
bit of a mess.
You have a DVD coming out, which is it's out now.
Yeah.
The Special Eye.
Yeah, stick that in the stocking.
That's one for
if
the
you can
stocking.
Fit it.
Yeah, definitely. Have you seen it?
Dan hasn't seen those particular bits of stand-ups. But it might be a bit too much for a little fella. But Daniel will watch The Wild Things, the Sky programme. That'll be good.
Oh, good.
And we have a new TV3.
Fantastic.
Yes, that's going to be coming out on the 25th of January.
What is that?
You'll like it. You'll really like it. It's basically celebrities bring in pictures of themselves as kids.
Oh,
and that's how I interview them. And it's not even more of an interview.
That's a good way of
it's
doing
more
it.
Of a chat, right? So so they'll just come in. So we'll see like John Bishop, and we'll see him as a little kid, and then he tells us about Liverpool and his dad and how he grew up and all that kind of stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah, we had George Hook and Sarah Milligan, and they all just... And then the pictures are blown up, and then they see more things in their pictures.
Oh, that's really
And they go,
good.
Oh my God, there's that old carpet.
What a clever idea.
Yes, I thought of that.
Is it yours?
Yes, and then we have
really
Full Arms and Hog doing sketches. I do stand-up, and we have games with the audience, and the audience bring in pictures as well, and the celebrities join
what
in.
What night? I want to watch
it's
that.
It's on Sunday night. So it'll be really good. So
Lay
will be on Friday.
Yeah.
Then Brendan O'Connor can be on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I'll be on Sunday at 9:00.
It's perfect at nine.
So we're all grand.
We're all friends.
We're all friends.
We don't have to fall out over any of this.
Yes, and it's a different type of interview technique, Ryan.
I'm still trying to hone mine.
Yeah, you're very
good
at it.
No, I'm working on it.
No, I like being interviewed. I like being interviewed by you because we don't have the same distant likes of things.
Well, I think that what we both have is a giddy glint in the eye.
And we do.
Yeah, and when we go live, I can see you coming out the tracks, and I think this could go. Anywhere. Do you know who I interviewed recently, which was a real surprise to me, was John Cleese.
Oh my God, did you interview him?
Yeah, I did. And
was he nice?
I was worried because I just thought, I admire him so much.
Yeah, he's big.
How's he going to do? But he was great. He's very generous.
But the thing is about people, like people will see him in Fawlty Towers and go, he's Basil Fawlty. But he's been in comedy way before that.
Yeah.
He was in comedy in the black and white days, as black and white TV with David Frost and all.
Right.
Oh my God, Peter Cook and all.
Yeah, and
Dudley Moore.
He's very funny talking about his mother who lived for a long age and they didn't particularly get on, strangely.
Oh,
and
really?
She said, she did die eventually.
Did he tell you where he got the Fawlty Towers idea?
He didn't, but...
Do you know what it is? He stayed in a hotel.
Yes, with the pythons.
With Connie.
With Connie
Booth.
Oh, excuse me,
He stayed there and the man was horrible. And he went, wow, this is great.
But isn't it, it's like when you stay in one of those hotels in Ireland and you look around and you say to whoever you're with, touch of the Fawlty Towers, like it's become a thing.
Or
the Basil Fawlty hotel owner.
Yeah, we had a lot of them in the Isle of Man. We went to the Isle of Man for 9 years in a row. And every hotel we ever stayed in, they just hated children.
Well, why did you go to the Isle of Man?
Because there's no mosquitoes, right? Okay, and the whole family can just pop over there. So we went with hundreds of cousins on a ship. It was like something like out of the Irish famine, where we were all in the boat just going, rrr. We got there, we'd spend nearly 2 weeks, right? Because my dad got off the 2 weeks in the August.
And that's so you got the two weeks off.
And my dad didn't like the heat, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No mosquitoes, I gotcha.
But they sat there and they drank and moaned about the pint every night.
That's brilliant.
They went, English drinks, just not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same, it's rubbish.
Yeah,
it's water.
For 2 weeks.
It's something water.
Something 2 weeks.
On an Isle of Man beach that hasn't got any sand. Stony, horrible, vicious beach, like, that you'd never get in the water.
I'm thinking this is the conversation you're definitely going to have with the psychologist that you attend.
Yes.
Just to say, it all came down to the sandless beach and the Isle of Man.
Daniel doesn't have that problem, though. We bring him to nice places, don't we?
Nice places. First, the best place in the whole world you've ever been to.
Where do you think?
Sicily.
My God, that's hello.
Culture.
7 years old.
Yes.
And we're already reminiscing about those days in Sicilian high life.
Mount Etna and the explosions in the background.
Bada bing.
Yeah, who wants the Isle of Man?
Who wants the Isle of Man? Jason, we're going to let you go. I know you've got stuff to be doing.
I will, I'll head off. And listen, can Dan say hello to his granddad?
Yeah.
Just say hello, granddad.
Yeah.
Say.
Hello, granddad.
That's nice.
Happy Christmas to granddad.
What's your granddad's name?
Eddie.
Well, good morning, Eddie.
Eddie and Mary.
Eddie and Mary.
Yeah.
Eddie and Mary. Yup, a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-T. First comes love. Then comes marriage. Then comes Jason in a carriage.
Me? Yay. Oh, my God. Even though that's my in-laws.
Then came Jason's wife in a carriage.
Brenda.
And I didn't just get involved in the chant randomly.
And I forgot to tell my ma I'd be here because she doesn't volunteer. So she's going to be legging down here now in her pajamas.
Can you not call in for a couple?
She's going to leg. I have to leg it back into town now.
Oh, great. Come on.
I'm dead.
Jason Byrne and Daniel, the great Daniel.
Oh, yeah. And listen, I forgot about the bloody tour.
Tell us.
JasonByrne.ie. For a tour, and then I'm going to be in Vicar Street 13th, 14th, and all over Ireland. It's January, February.
Ah, great. Listen, you know I'm a fan of yours, and we'll see you on the late soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Jason Byrne, ladies and gentlemen, Jason
Byrne.
See
you later. Bye. Yay.